Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. This week, KBIA's Ashley Reese takes us to Columbia's Ore Street Studios and talks to aspiring artists and their mentors about their exhibit, Under the Influence.
Artists and their students recently came together at Ore Street Studios for their exhibit, Under the Influence. The studio has four artists that provide private lessons, mostly to adults, but they said they've had some younger students in the past. The artwork celebrates the bonds between these teachers and students, and the influence each has on the other. Each teacher's artwork was surrounded by the work of his or her students. Stacy Pottinger, the director of Ore Street Studios, says it's the first time they've done something like this.
But it turned into a really nice sort of back and forth between the artists, the teachers, and the students, just both being able to, I think, recognize what they've gained from each other.
Joel Sager, one of the teaching artists, says teaching has helped him improve his own painting methods.
Having to verbalize something to someone else, it kind of makes you think things through in a different way, and you actually learn to kind of edit what you don't like about your own painting.
Jennifer Wiggs, another teaching artist at the studio, says the influence an artist has on his or her students is similar to a writer adopting different bits of language in their writing.
You kind of try on these hats of style or phrasing or ideas, and those are all important because it's getting you closer to who you are.
She says viewers shouldn't look at the exhibit as a means of comparison, but as an exploration of new artists finding their own voices with slight influences from their teachers. She also says she hopes people will keep in mind that many of the students in this exhibit are displaying their works to the public for the first time.
It's hard to try new stuff, and it's a very brave thing to do. I think people forget that.
Anne Breidenbach is one of Wiggs' students. She began taking private lessons as a process to help with her writing. She says the lessons have helped her become a better observer of the world around her, more in tune to the small details of her surroundings. This exhibit is the first time Breidenbach has displayed her art to the public.
It was incredibly intimidating, and I think if I didn't have the relationship with Jenny that I have, I'm not sure I would have had the nerve to do it.
Wiggs says the atmosphere of Ore Street Studios allows her to have these closer relationships with her students. As a university professor, she says she loves the smaller class sizes and being able to teach in her own studio.
It's wonderful to have someone come in and work in your space. You're transmitting some very real stuff that you probably wouldn't get in a more traditional setting.
Sager says he has similar relationships with his students. The closeness allows the lessons to be casual.
We eat good food and like kind of just hang out and make jokes, and I'm often painting something too or painting on their work, and we have a good time.
He also says this doesn't mean there isn't a time to be critical about his students' work. Sager joked that he tries to not make his students hate him by the end of his lesson.
It's difficult to take criticism in anything that you do, you know, but with painting and the arts, it seems particularly personal.
The close relationships between the teachers and students was very obvious as they all interacted. The teachers giving flowers to their students and hugs being given all around.
They're also proud of each other, so I think it's been really rewarding for all of them.
Ore Street Studios is located at 106 Ore Street in Columbia. Ashley Reese, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. I'm Jen Cooper. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.